since I put you in the cage, about a fortnight, correct? Ah, yes, that's right. Longer than. And how long it must have felt for you. All those days and nights, teased and edged and shown not even an ounce of mercy or release. And yet, you behaved yourself throughout, and despite the obvious frustration and anger you must have felt, you managed your emotions and performed your duties suitably well for the duration. You surpassed my low expectations, slave. Well done. As a reward for your obedience, I offer you this, the key to your freedom. Ah, there we are. Feels good, doesn't it? Keep your hands above your waist. I didn't say you could touch yourself. No. Your first release belongs to me. Do not look so afraid. I'm wearing the strap, yes, but that is for later. All things in time. For now, don't worry. I'll be gentle. Very gentle. It's going to be quick this time. You waited so long. Your poor sex must be absolutely desperate, slave. All the ache and want and need. All the nights untouched. Oh, you must have missed it. The way my fingers feel against you. It's going to be ecstasy then, when my fingers glide up and down, slipping back and forth against your sensitive bud here, soft and pink. Warm and wicked, just for me. All for me. Even your body knows it, the way you're twitching beneath me. How delightfully responsive you are now. Hot and wet and desperate for my touch. You're practically panting. Oh, my your slave. You can barely keep your... Oh. Oh. Well then. I suppose you were even more eager than I anticipated. But look. My fingers are just... coated in your need. Delicious. Go on. Clean it up. Every last drop. There we go. Swallow. Good girl. But also, very, very bad. Stop. Don't argue. I'm not angry. Genuinely, I'm not. And the timing is... convenient, really. It is. Because now, I need to punish you. And that fits perfectly in line for today's lesson. You know how much we both love those. Lay back on the bed. Punishment doesn't always have to feel bad. Like I told you before, it doesn't have to involve pain at all. It can start out feeling absolutely wonderful. Like this. My fingers teasing your clit. Little circles, soft and delicate. With just this very light touch. Already you grow wet in anticipation of the pleasure to come. It feels heavenly, doesn't it? No answer. Oh, feeling petulant, I see. What a surprise. Such an emotional little thing. You're lucky I don't beat it out of you. I like your emotions. Messy as they are. They're fun. We high elves excel at most things, but fun isn't one of them. Humans, however, they know how to enjoy themselves. Such base creatures. Brutish. Primal. Being down in the mud and the dirt. Rutting on your knees like a dog. It suits your kind. Humans make the very best pleasure slaves. Easily led as you are by your hedonistic desires. Even now, with all that anger burning inside of you, with all that hatred in your heart. Even now, your sex still drips from me. My fingers are so wet with your need. You do not have to wait this time. I have my needs as well.
Show me
how you need it. Need me. Give in to it. To the pleasure. Do as your master commands. And come. And that's it. Harder. Just like that. Don't you dare stop. Yes. Oh, yes. That's... Quite enthusiastic. Let's see if you're as enthusiastic for the next one. There. Get you nice and clean. What? You thought we were done? Oh, no, my slave. The lesson is just beginning. I wonder, how many times can I make you come before you beg me to stop? How long until you're sore, spent? But in a very different fashion. Today's lesson, my toy, is in using pleasure for the purpose of pain. Too much of a good thing is never a good thing, you see. And if you don't, you will soon. How much pleasure can I force out of you, I wonder? How much can you take? Let's find out.